Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the, oh gosh, what is it? the 6th of July 2016, and this is the 396th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm walking again, and this time I'm on Knocklofty, and I'm walking on a quite a wet path, which is sometimes also slippery, so I shall be watching out for slippery patches whilst I'm talking. It's a grey day, and when I started up this morning, I didn't think that I would be walking. I thought it was going to really be quite wet, quite rainy, and it isn't actually. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's really tempting fate, isn't it? There's practically nobody up here. There was a mountain bike that came past me just before, and when I started out walking, there were a couple of people in the path below who were chatting with dogs, chatting with each other and their dogs were chatting with each other too. But since then, which was about 20 minutes ago, it's been completely, completely free of people. I've seen a quoll. Even the birds are keeping quite quiet. We just have the occasional crow, and once one starts, the rest start as well, so you may get them in the background. But it's a lovely, gentle sort of a day, and often when I go to the cafe, and I sort of have half a mind to come up here, but the other half is telling me that I really need to get back and do some writing, because each day feels short at the moment, and I keep delaying things that I've thought I would do. And yet, when I came out of the cafe after the quiz, this is where my feet have taken me, and it's not avoidance, even though it may sound like it. But I just haven't been up here, not to do the complete loop, for too long because of the rain, or because, well, actually, it's been because of rain these last few days. So I can feel myself finding it harder to breathe than I do when I do it every day. And I just need to come up here whenever it's possible to do that, and everything else has to wait, because as soon as I don't keep well, everything else starts collapsing as well. I've just reached the summit, and it's a real change from the walk up, which is a sort of zigzag path, and you overlook the town. Well, you would if the trees weren't in the way, but there's a sort of longer outlook over the water, and as soon as I reach this summit, not only do the crows get louder, but the climate starts changing. It's kind of relatively warm. It's probably about 9 degrees or something. And as soon as I turn this corner and I'm on the same side as the mountain, I can feel the cold, and the wind comes this way as well. So it's completely different. And the crows tend to become much more vocal as soon as I turn this corner, or bend, really. We don't really have any corners. But I love it. I love this turning the corner and this complete change.
Sorry about that little break. I'm actually back at home now, and I didn't mean to stop that recording, so I've done something very weird, which is I've just recorded this from my phone. I'm recording this on my iPad, but I've just been recording my phone on the iPad. So we'll see how it turns out. It was a lovely walk, but I continued actually talking to you as I went down, but I must have pressed the stop switch instead of the pause switch, so you didn't get any of the end of my walk, but you did get the best of it. So I'm going to probably send it anyway in its pretty rough state. I do hope that you've had a good day today and that you've been able to have a little bit of outside, even if it's not very much, even if it's just an open window, and that you can enjoy some of whatever the weather is doing to you today. I imagine in most places it's probably warmer than it is here in Tasmania at the moment. So having the window open is quite a possibility. I hope you've been in the flow, or that you will be if this is the beginning of your day. I'm rather looking forward to my sabbatical next week, so that I can concentrate on the writing that has been crowded out this last week. And it'll be really great for me just to have that dedicated time. Thank you very, very much for listening again today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.